Hello and welcome to episode 275 of the Casual Try Hard Podcast. I'm Brian.
And I'm James.
And we got Modern Horizons 3 official spoilers after there was a leak and Wizards felt bad?
Something like that, yeah. What a weird situation.
Yeah. We can't have this traffic going to Reddit. It must come to the mothership.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
We're going to talk about this. So I guess those spoilers are going to start soon. So if you have anything you want us to talk about, though we have kind of fallen off the modern train a little bit, you can, get at us on social media, Facebook, Discord, Twitter, all that jazz, the emails, and, come, say, hey, give us some suggestions for shows or just interact.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a couple weeks before we'll have more Modern Horizons 3 stuff. So if there's anything you guys want to hear about, now is the time. I have to remind you, though, that this isn't relevant for just Modern because these are coming to Arena.
Oh, they are. That's right.
So we'll be able to play them in Historic / Timeless.
Yeah.
It seems like I haven't spent a ton of time in Timeless. But it seems like the digital cards are kind of overshadowed by real Magic cards that are very powerful.
So, yeah, there's a few that get played. But yeah, like they've not made a digital card that is better than Show and Tell.
Right. Correct. But yeah, so if you got any ideas for shows, hit us up. If you're looking to support the show, there's a couple ways you can do it. The first is with our TCG Player affiliate link, casualtryhard.com/TCG. Follow that link on over to TCG Player, and anything you purchase will help to support the show. We would appreciate that. If you want to support us more directly, patreon.com/casualtryhardmtg. Go over there. You can chip a couple bucks in and get access to our show notes, and you also get access to our pre-show, about another hour-ish of content out of us every week. About all manner of topics. So if you want more of us, that's a way you can do it. Or if you just want to support the show, patreon.com/casualtryhardmtg and help us out.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So Modern Horizons 3, like the perpetual hype train never stops, always rolling.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, so this comes out in a couple months. Like, is the Somerset, more or less?
Official release is June 14th.
Okay.
I think they said official spoilers start May 21st and end the 30th.
Okay. So we're to that, like, 10-day spoiler season.
Yep.
Which, like, kind of makes sense when you're releasing so many sets you can't spend, like... Didn't these be, like, 2 or 3 weeks of previews?
Yeah. They were at least 2 weeks, yeah.
And it's just gotten crunched down to be like, hey, we got to get this one out the door so we can get the next one started.
That's right.
So it'll be a lot to digest. And if these cards are any indication, there will be a lot of stuff on the cards to try to parse when they come
definitely.
Out.
Definitely. Some bizarre cards that we're going to be
talking
about now.
So we got these, as we kind of mentioned, someone leaked the cards last week at some point. I saw some tweets about, like, oh, hey, there's, like, Modern Horizons 3 leaks going on.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything last week. I saw stuff, like, over the week. I saw a couple cards.
I didn't find the cards, but I could swear that, like, Saffron Olive was like, oh, hey, there's, like, a leak. And blah, blah, blah. Like, on, like, Tuesday or something of last week, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, could be. I guess instead of sending goons out like they did last time, they, to collect the leaked product. Well, although I guess we don't know that they didn't do that also. But maybe to save face, they, came out with, I don't know if you really call it an article today, but it's a tongue in cheek poke at the leaks.
Okay.
And they just gave us like the card images. From what I can tell, they didn't give us all of them. They gave us a good chunk of them, but I don't think it's all. Some of the stuff that people like didn't have the complete card for, because some was like, you know, just a little out of frame or obscured by something.
Yeah.
Those cards, I don't believe they gave to us. So it was just cards that were completely spoiled, I think, or leaked.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, we're gonna give you just what we have to.
Yep.
So, yeah, so we're gonna go over those and see what is neat.
Sure.
So there's some like, there's some new cards as to be expected, and then like the new to modern cards.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not 100% sure. We know that Modern Horizons 3 is going to be play boosters because everything has moved to boosters now.
Yes.
And play boosters have bonus sheets.
They do.
I found one website that seems to think that all of the reprints, because there's two different kinds of cards that we get in Horizon sets. We get brand new cards, and then we get new to the format reprints. So things that will be like ported into Modern from Legacy. And one of the sites that I found said that the reprints are on the bonus sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if all of the reprints are on the bonus sheet or if the bonus sheet is just reprints or what exactly that means, but that was a bit of information that I don't think I was aware of.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how that's gonna work, but
yeah.
We will find out sooner or later.
But, so how you want to do this? Just start at the top and...
We just start at the top. Kinda... Like you said, you have it kind of like each card. So some of them we've already talked about. Like we already talked about a Johnny a while back. So we can skip my boy.
Yeah.
But we do get Orym's Chant.
Yeah.
So Orym's Chant is an oldie from... Is it Plane Shift?
Plane Shift, yep.
Yeah. So what does it do?
It's one and a white. Hang on, let me see if I can fix this.
It's just a white.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's a white mana for an instant, and it has kicker for a white. And target player can't cast spells this turn, and if it was kicked, creatures also can't attack. So it's like a super silence.
Mm-hmm. And like a preemptive fog.
Yep.
So, Saffron Olive talked about this today and then reminded me of Scepter Chant.
Mm-hmm.
So, Isochron Scepter, where you imprint a spell and then you can pay 2 mana and cast it.
Yeah.
And, like, you can pay the kicker on this when you do it. So, it's, like, 2 and a white, your opponent is time-walked.
Yes. They can draw a card and play land.
And then they go. This is one of those cards that's like, it either doesn't do anything.
Right.
Or it is like miserable. Why did you put this in the format?
Well, let's hope for not do anything then.
Yeah. Like it just doesn't like, kind of like, Solitary Confinement?
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, either Enchantress is like really good and then like no one gets to play Magic.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't do anything, and it seems like it is, like, fringe, doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, a good thing. But it's just, yes. Why did you think this one was okay?
Hopefully it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yep.
But this card is, like, a kind of classic with, like, a long, like, tournament pedigree, like, back in Extended and back in the day.
For sure.
So, all right, what's up next?
Then we have Felia, Exuberant Shepherd. Mm-hmm. 1 and a white for a 2/2 legendary dog with flash. And when it attacks, exile up to 1 other target non-land permanent. At the beginning of the next end step, return that card to the battlefield under its owner's control. It entered under your control, put a +1/+1 counter.
On the dog.
So, on this. Yep.
Yeah. So, one, not a dogologist,
right?
But that does not look like a shepherding dog.
I mean, it looks more like a rabbit to me, but...
Okay. I mean, the other art in, like, the main Saffron Olive pointed this out, and I agree. Kind of giving corgi vibes.
Yep. It also looks kind of like loot.
Kind of, yeah.
It's weird. Dude,
they gotta move plushies.
That's right.
Hasbro cannot keep afloat unless Wizards moves plushies in addition to cards.
Right. Says, yo.
Bro. Yeah. Bro, these idiots like squishy things. Bro, what are they gonna do when they're playing Arena? They gotta pet the dog.
Give them the squish.
Give them the squish. Yeah. I don't know why this... I do and I don't. Like, this card having Flash just feels weird.
Yeah, super weird.
Right, like, Flash doesn't really do anything with its ability. It's not, like,
really
on ETB or attack. It's just on attack.
Just on attack.
So, like, I think the joke
is... It does kind of give, like, pseudo-haste, though.
Yeah, like, the joke is exactly, like, end of your turn, I flash in my dog so it can attack.
Yeah.
And hopefully you attack because this is a 2/2 and, like, every creature in Modern eats it.
yeah.
But, like, you can blink their stuff, so, like, if they leave back a blocker, you can, blink like, get in the there and make stuff happen.
Yeah.
Oh. There's, like, it's the back of your chair. Okay, I was just like, what is...
Sorry.
That's right. No, I was just like, what is on the screen? so, like, yeah. But the problem is like, a 2/2 that has to attack to do anything.
Right.
Like, does not seem like a Modern playable card. Like, in Death and Taxes plays some real doo-doo. But, like, I don't think that this is...
I mean, is there a reason why you would play this over, like...
Flicker Wisp?
Well, I was going to say Soul Herder.
Oh. I think Soul Herder is probably just better. I mean, it is like an extra color of mana, but I think it's just like a better card.
Yeah, it's like the colors you want to be in, though.
Yeah.
The only upside this has is blinking your opponent's stuff, but I don't know, like, what are your opponent's stuff do you really want to blink? Like you said, other than, you know, clearing out a blocker, there's nothing, you're not going to flicker your opponent's stuff for value.
No, you're not. And so I don't know. You can do
flicker their grief and discard a card?
I will flicker your solitude. Nothing bad will ever happen to me.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Move to end step. No! What have I done?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what this is here for other than, like, we need dog card.
Yeah.
And then... They're bringing back the Elemental Incarnations. I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, they're not in like set proper. These are in the special guest slot, so the second bonus sheet or however that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Second, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Remember when you knew what came in your pack? 15 cards from the current set.
Yeah.
And now it's just
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah. Pepperidge Farm remembers exactly. So
you said you thought this was a new one, right?
I thought we already had
this one.
So Flare of Denial, one blue counter target spell. So cancel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the low end, but then it has let me actually read this here. You may sacrifice a non-token blue creature rather than play this spell's mana cost. So it lets you counter it for free if you have a creature on board.
Right.
So, like, worst case scenario, it is just cancel, which, like, Force of Negation has shown us that just having, like, bad negate is good enough.
Yep.
Right, on those times where you can't, like, pitch cast it. But this does give you a greater deck building constraint.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, you know, Force of Negation in Modern and Force of Will and Legacy are always played in a stack of cantrip style decks.
Yeah.
And this is like, no, you have to have
creatures.
Creatures. So, like, you are spending the mana for the card, but at a different time.
Right. Well, I mean, you can get a discount, though, if you have, like, a Slitherblade or something.
Yeah, like, if you have like a Delver and then you sack your Delver, like you're still technically 2-for-1-ing yourself, right. and you cost yourself that one mana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, maybe that one mana makes it so you don't lose the game, but
sure,
you're still costing yourself that one mana. So like, kind of like a fish style deck. So like Merfolk, or you know, like some sort of blue-white Death and Taxes kind of thing. Something where you have, like, a large quantity of blue creatures.
Yep. The next one's kind of a big... Oh, I'm sorry. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one's kind of a big one here, both in statue and impact in the format. And we have Kappa Cannoneer here.
Yeah. You
get it centered. This card, until it got outclassed, was a... big role player in Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Murktide took over for it. Is that what happened?
Kind of, yeah.
Kappa Cannoneer was there, and then Modern Horizons 2 came out.
Or I think that this came out with Kamigawa Neon Dynasty. So did Modern Horizons 2 come out after Kamigawa? Or before? I feel like it may have been before. Like, I think the problem is a certain red and X card that is also legal in Modern now.
Oh, okay.
Right, like, kind of put, like, the damper on the all-artifacts deck.
Yeah.
But what does Kappa Cannoneer do for the uninitiated?
It's a 5 and a blue for a 4/4 artifact turtle warrior with improvise. So you can tap your artifacts to help cast it. Kind of like a fixed affinity.
Mm-hmm.
It has ward 4, so you're never going to target it with anything. And when Kappa Cannoneer or another artifact enters the battlefield under your control, put a +1/+1 counter on Kappa Cannoneer, and it can't be blocked.
So it's effectively, it's a 5/5, because it gives itself a counter when it comes in.
Yep.
Now, is one of the hottest decks in Modern right now literal affinity?
Mm-hmm.
That's pooping out constructs? Left, right, and center?
Absolutely.
Like, this guy just seems absurd in that.
Yeah.
Knowing that that is, like, what the one of the decks the format is about. And, like, again, it's, I think, Thunder Junction's been out for, like, a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe this, like, infatuation with Affinity will, like, go away. But
I don't know, like Kappa Cannoneer and the Synthesizer are kind of born to play together.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to say is like maybe they go away, but if they don't?
Yeah.
Right? Like this is just like, oh, hey, like this here's a like way better. Basically, like the Legacy deck was this deck with like Chalice.
Yeah.
And otherwise kind of like. It didn't have Synthesizer, which is, like, just a nutty card when you can, like, play Frogmites for free.
Right.
And then you play your Frogmite for free, and then that lets you play your, like, Sojourner's Companion or whatever for free.
Right.
Trigger. Get a thing. Tap them all. Trigger. Get a thing. It's like, no. So, I think this card has a chance to be really good. And we have, from time to time, had other artifact decks. Remember, there was the, like, Urza deck there for a while, where we had, like, Urza made a construct, and then you played, like, Gilded Goose, because it made an artifact.
Yep.
And so, like, I guess I don't know how all the paying works. Like, I don't know if you can, like, tap the food and then sack the food to have it count for two. I don't know if you have to do that all at the same time. There might be, like, some weird timing rule.
I don't think you can sack the food.
Okay. Like, but because maybe you have to sack. It's a mana. I don't know. Anyway, but like there could be another like artifact adjacent deck that's not just like all in artifacts.
Right.
Right. Like, you know, even something like, you know, Valdur and Epicure into the stupid like 1/1 flyer that makes a map, right? Yep. Like you could be making your artifacts other ways, and then this guy just gets to come out for like, you know, 2 mana or 3 mana.
Yep. So and then every time you play one of your stupid tokens, it gets bigger and can't be blocked.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, if on the next turn you have a 6/6 unblockable Ward 4,
right?
Like, your opponent loses the game rather quickly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you play this guy with a synthesizer and he's a 6/6.
Oh yeah.
And if you do like literal anything else the next turn, like he gets big.
Gets big in a hurry.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Could be good.
Could be very good.
This next one's a commander card. You want to talk about commander cards or skip it?
We can talk about commander cards. It's like, I put in the show notes just that remember that there is randomly a Modern Horizons 3 set of commander decks for reasons.
Sure, because every set needs commander decks now.
Needs a commander product, and it's not been made like abundantly clear if these are or are not modern legal.
That is true. I don't think it's been clarified. I would guess not.
I would guess not as well, but like...
I don't know why they would work differently.
But it's also like really weird to like have a product that just like says modern in its name.
Right.
And then you go, no, you can't play them in the format that is on the box.
No, I mean, it's also weird that you open cards in a standard booster product that aren't legal in standard.
Exactly. So
here we are.
This is where we live in. So what do we have here?
This is March from Velis Vel. 2 and a blue for a sorcery. Choose a non-basic land type. Each land you control of that type becomes a copy of target creature you control until end of turn and gains haste. And flashback for 4 and a blue. This is a really weird card.
Non-basic land type
is like gates, caves, deserts.
Okay. I was like, what the heck? Yeah, so, okay. So this is
I think that's all of them, right? Gates, caves, and deserts. Horseshoes and blue moons. Pots of gold and rainbow and the red balloons.
Lucky charms. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think you're right. That might be all of them. So like it's kind of...
I'm sure someone's shouting at their headphones right now. No, you forgot. Fill in the blank.
This is kind of like Sylvan Awakening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Like, perhaps better in like some sort of ascendancy deck because you get to stay on color.
Yeah.
But you have to
works
have
a little bit different though. It does. Yeah. And like with Sylvan Awakening, sometimes those 2/2s don't really matter a whole lot, but. Mm-hmm. If you make this, I don't know, a prime time. Like, that could get kind of nuts.
Yeah.
A bunch of deserts in prime time and just, like, crash out and put every land in your deck in a...
Yeah, I was thinking more like, you know, you have a... I guess it, like, it's like, oh, like, you're only three colors. And then I was like, oh, then you have, like, a Sylvan Caryatid. And you make all your lands that, then you cast, like, an Opt. And now they all untap. But yeah, like, I wonder if there's, like, a like some blue creature that you would want. And just, like, all right, now, like, these are all creatures they get to untap. Do they not stay lands? They become a copy of target creature. So do they no longer get to be lands?
I mean, it doesn't say that they're still lands, so.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, maybe they, like, wouldn't have their mana-making ability, so they'd have to copy something that made mana.
Yeah.
Very weird card.
Very weird card. That's why it's a commander card.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
The next one is not, though.
Yeah, we have Recurring Nightmare at Home.
Yeah, Chthonian Nightmare.
Yeah.
1 and a black for an enchantment. And when it enters the battlefield, you get 3 energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pay X energy to sacrifice a creature. return Chthonian Nightmare to its owner's hand, and return target creature card with mana value X graveyard to the battlefield. Activate only as a sorcery.
Mm-hmm. So this is recurring Nightmare, but with energy instead.
Mm-hmm.
And with the amount of power in ETBs and general nonsense in like 3 mana cards.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I feel like you can get up to something where this can like loop pretty easily. Right? Like, is there
I mean, it's kind of hard to loop because you still need like mana investment.
Yeah.
Not saying it's bad, but
I was trying to think of like, is there a card like Burning Tree Emissary that makes like black mana?
I don't believe so.
Because like, you know, you just have to generate 2 black mana,
mm-hmm.
and then you can just like, you know, go infinite.
I think there's a Brood Pet.
Checking.
I don't know if it's modern legal or not, but
I'm spelling it wrong, maybe. But yeah, like 2 mana is not very much. There's also like enough stuff to
It's just 1 black mana.
Okay. So like, you know, if you have something that makes an enchantment creature, an mm-hmm. enchantment cheaper.
Yeah.
Right. Like, not that we haven't printed like a million of those as of late.
Right.
But like recurring Nightmare was just this like value engine, and it like would kind of eventually get you to like, you could bring back a big thing, but you can mm-hmm. just use it to like loop and like bring stuff back and generate value.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think that, like, basically this says, like, 2 mana, bring, sack a creature, bring back something with mana value 3 or less.
Mm-hmm.
If you have ways to generate more energy to, like, get around this, I mean, like, attune with Aether into...
Rogue Refiner.
Yeah, Servant of the Conduit or something, mm-hmm. right? So, like, you get up to 7 energy pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, just have a way to put something in your graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like a 5-drop, and you're just like, you know, attune with Aether, persist, or no, unmarked gravestone?
Unmarked grave, yeah.
Yeah, unmarked grave. Put my 5-drop in, and then like creature this, get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking about this right now in terms of the cards that we currently know that make energy.
Correct.
Right, like, who is there to say that there's not going to be, like, black make, like, 5 energy?
Like, right.
Energetic ritual.
Sure. So I have, like, after we go through cards, I was going to have some baseless speculation here.
Okay.
One of the things that was kind of part of that is, did we know that energy was going to be in Modern Horizons 3? I think we knew that it was going to be one of the commander decks, but I wasn't aware that it was going to be in the set.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
So for it to be in the commander, like one of the commander decks be energy focused, and for this to be in the set, I'm assuming that there's going to be an energy theme kind of woven in the set.
Yeah, like you can't like have this card be like a one-off. Like it's a card that needs right. help.
Right.
So like you can't just be like, here's this one energy card. Like there's going to be mm-hmm. a bunch.
Yeah.
So yeah, there might be an energy theme, and energy is busted. I mean, mm-hmm. energy was, so we talk about like food was busted from Throne of Eldraine.
Throne, yeah.
Right. Energy was more busted.
Yes.
And they have done it, they've not really done it since.
Right.
And so, like, I think that is a testament to, like, we're not quite sure how to do this. So it does not take a mana off of something. Right. Like to be like one mana off or even one energy off.
Mm-hmm. For it to be broke.
Yeah, for it to break.
Yeah.
So I would keep an eye on, energy cards. Like maybe it's time to dust off the Long Tusk Cubs.
Maybe.
Right? Let's get in there,
Dusky
guys.
Boy.
Bristling Hydra,
If you, I don't know, the Bristling Hydra is quite modern playable, but
it might not be. But I think attune with Aether, if we have seen nothing from the one mana basic land cyclers.
Yep.
Right, attune with Aether is if the energy is valuable enough, attune with Aether is definitely modern playable.
I think so, yes.
So
I mean it's just it always finds a land, but it's a cantrip that gets you two energy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It is a land that gets you two energy. So mm-hmm. I mean Lorien Revealed is mm-hmm. is probably 70 or 80% of the time get right. an island. And if you would have told people that was good enough a year ago, they'd have been no. Yep. But it's clearly shown itself to be good enough. So attune in a world where the two energy matters mm-hmm. has to be good enough.
Yep. I think so as well. Next up, we have another commander card. Did we already talk about this one?
I don't remember. So.
Okay. This is Final Act. 4BB for a sorcery. And it's basically Black's version of Farewell. Choose one or more. Destroy all creatures. Destroy all planeswalkers. Destroy all battles. Exile all graveyards. Each opponent loses all counters.
Okay, so Farewell is creatures, artifacts, enchantments, graveyards.
It's exile, so it doesn't
exile.
Does it tag graveyards?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I
think Farewell hits planeswalkers too.
Let's look. Farewell, artifacts, creatures, enchantments, graveyards.
Oh, okay.
No planeswalkers. So this has one extra mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's destroy.
Two extra modes.
Two. I mean, yeah, you're right. Sorry. It has it's destroy instead of exile.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's gonna if you choose the exile. If you choose exile all graveyards, it's gonna exile whatever it blows up anyway.
Oh yeah, because it goes in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Farewell sees fringe legacy play.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Blue black control is not nearly the same as
blue white.
And the fact that Farewell also gets artifacts and enchantments is kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, this gets planeswalkers, so. And, battles don't matter currently, but might in the future.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? We don't know what kind of battles we're getting. Keep in mind, this is a commander card, so it's not, it's not meant to be in.
Yeah, I wonder if there's, a legacy deck, I don't know, you would play blue-black control because you don't have Old Teferi and the Wandering Emperor.
Right.
I mean, just wait. There'll be evil Teferi or something.
Tiny Teferi?
Tiny evil, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Tiny Bones riding Teferi.
Right, yeah. Settled him right up.
He tapped, paid his saddle cost. All right. This is, we have Tarmogoyf at home. This is Nethergoyf.
Mm-hmm.
It is black for a Lorgoyf that is a star, 1+ star for power mm-hmm. and toughness. Nethergoyf's power is equal to the number of card types among cards in your graveyard, and its toughness is equal to that number +1.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has escape for 2 and a black. Exile any number of cards from your graveyard with 4 or more card types among them. So it's a Tarmogoyf that only cares about your side,
right?
Not your opponent's.
It has escape, so it recurs, but it also
makes itself smaller.
Probably makes it smaller.
I mean, the Saffron Olive Magic Christmas land was like land, like fetch land, then like grief you, play Mishra's Bauble, then play this, and it's a 3/4 for one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty good. Like, it still has like the Tarmogoyf problem of like no text. Right? It's just big.
Right. Yeah, and, just like, big.
Keyword big has not been... I mean, it's still good, but like... it's been less good. I mean, it's one mana.
Yeah.
And like, people were playing around with the goblin, the stalactite guy.
Yeah.
That had descend and you put a counter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people played around with it for a bit. So
the other thing you could do with this guy is like Urza's Saga. Because Urza's Saga is 2 types that goes to get a 3rd type.
Or Nameless Inversion.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was my first thought. I was like, okay, what are like random, like, what is the black tribal instant? It's like, oh, Nameless Inversion. Well, that's like
the more types.
That was a was a playable a modern card
at some point
in the last decade.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary. Like, Khons came in the fall. It'll be 10 years since Khons.
Yep.
Feel
old yet?
Yeah. I'll be married for 10 years soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I don't know. The card doesn't... like,
it doesn't seem very good.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, not for, like, modern Magic.
Yep. Lelia, we already talked about.
We did. So many arts.
Yep.
Ah, yes.
And you alluded to this one earlier. Why don't you tell them about this one?
So this was, like, a $5 uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
It's Meltdown. It's X and a red for a sorcery. Destroy each artifact with mana value X or less. So this is red, destroy all your constructs.
Yes.
Which is like kind of its first job
in the format. I imagine this is just to be a check valve.
Yes, this is
that deck.
Yeah, this is basically like, you know, if Synthesizer is really, 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 really good.
Yeah.
We probably need to have Meltdown in the format. Or like, if the other artifacts we put with Kappa Cannoneer are really, 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 really good, like, Meltdown's here for that. The problem is, if those decks are, like, true affinity decks, right, like, maybe all you care about is killing the Karnstructs, but, like, a bunch of, like, free 4/4s that you made
still as you generated you.
The... yeah, because, like, you're not going to get the, like, 7 and a red to kill, like, a Sojourner's Companion.
Right.
Right, you're just going to be like, I guess I'll take 4.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a Kappa Cannoneer, you're not going to get to 6 realistically.
Right.
To kill that. So, like, it is definitely here, though, for the, like, you know, I'm going to make 10 constructs, and then you're just like, I pay a mana, like, undo everything. But, like, it's good for that.
So, this theoretical deck, or I shouldn't say theoretical, because it currently exists, but...
mm-hmm.
The new version. I guess the current version. Is the current version a Chalice deck?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Oh, I guess it can't be if you're playing Urza's Saga, because you're getting one, like, you're going to be playing one drops.
Yeah, but, like, you could play, like, zeros and ones and, like, not, like, you could just play, like, Baubles.
Yeah.
And, like, if you, and then if you have, like, a Pithing Needle and... a, like, Shadow Spear.
Yeah.
Right, like...
just as, like, one of targets.
Yeah, like, it would suck if you drew it, but it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, like, because Chalice X equals 2, I guess, probably doesn't accomplish a whole lot, but would be backup plan if you top deck it to trigger your synthesizer.
Mm-hmm. But, like, the awkward thing is, like, they can just make the meltdown whatever. So they could be, like, you know, so they could put make it, like, mana cost 3 and miss your Chalice and kill it.
Yeah.
I think the artifact deck will be might be a Chalice deck based on one of the cards that we have spoiled.
Okay.
But, no, meltdown is that safety valve. And, like I said, it recently was upwards of, like, $5 to $10. Because it was only printed in Saga. Yep. And, like, there were a bunch of constructs running around because of Kappa Cadenir.
Yep. All right. This is a reprint that's a commander card.
Okay.
Is this a reprint? Yeah, this is a reprint. No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a reprint. Siege Gang Lieutenant, 3 and a red for a 2/2 goblin with Lieutenant. At the beginning of combat on your turn, if you control your commander, create 2/1/1 red goblin creature tokens. Those tokens gain haste in turn, and you can pay 2 and sacrifice a goblin. Siege Gain Lieutenant deals 1 damage to any target.
Like, it's the problem is there's Sling Gang Lieutenant and Siege Gang Commander.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking of.
So I think this one's new, and this is like a hard commander card with the old, like, so we're fine with this guy.
Yep.
Now, the next one is what I thought you were talking about.
Nope.
So, the next
this is a new card.
Is Spawn Gang Commander.
Mm.
3 red red for an Eldrazi Goblin with the most elegant keyword, devoid. So, it's colorless. Don't believe your lying eyes for those red mana symbols. It is colorless. And so, this
is
a
red border.
Yeah, in the red border. So, this is a 2/2. And when it enters, when you cast the spell, it's a cast trigger. Create 3/01 colorless Eldrazi spawn that have sack this creature, add a colorless. Mm-hmm. And then you can pay 1 in a wingding, 1 in a colorless, to sacrifice an Eldrazi. And a sacrifice an Eldrazi, Spawn Gang Commander deals 2 damage to any target. So this is not super impactful, but this does have the sneaky text of this is a 2-mana 2/2. Right, because it gives you this 3-mana back.
Gives you 3-mana back, yeah.
Not that I think that's going to matter, but it does have that sneaky, like, thing you can do. And it's an uncounterable 3-mana back.
Right.
It's probably just, like, a limited card, but, like, I'm torn often of, like, oh, hey, I think this is kind of a funny, like, name. But then when they do it on, like, every other card, you're like, this is less funny now.
Right.
But this is a pretty all right name.
Mm-hmm. Siege Gun Commander did see play at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not recently, but
I mean, like, he's been legal in Modern since Dominaria.
Yeah,
and he hasn't done a whole lot. And he's like, I guess this is still a goblin.
Yeah, yeah. Except Siege Gang made goblins, and this makes spawns.
It makes Eldrazi's.
And I actually, why couldn't have made Scions? Like, the Scions at least would have been relevant.
Because they're 1/1s. Aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
that's weird.
This is
Scions were too good. Yeah.
I guess. They still had the sack make a colorless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know why we got Spawn instead of the other ones.
And this is the one that you said we already had?
This was like the first one of these, but I will put on our baseless speculation cap for a second. Mm-hmm. So this is Flare of Cultivation, 1 green. You may sacrifice a non-green creature instead of paying the spell's mana cost. And then it is search your library for up to 2 basic land cards. Reveal those cards and put them onto the battlefield tapped. And then put the other one in your hand so it's Cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
This card and another card that was spoiled recently are just bonkers with Veteran Explorer.
Yes.
And, like, Veteran Explorer seems of modern power level.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, seems like a natural ally for this card and another card we're going to talk about.
Yep.
And would, like, put Nykvit into modern.
Yep.
Which would not be a bad thing.
No, I think it'd be... That's a fun deck.
It's probably not good enough.
Yeah.
But, like, I think this card probably goes into Legacy Nykvit.
Probably.
Like, the turns that you go, like, Veteran Explorer, then this, and, like, untap with 5 mana on turn 2.
Bonkers.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I won.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if there's anything in my hand. I won.
Yep.
I'm going to cast a Tremoka now. All right, what's up next?
Next
up, other than 85 versions of this card.
Yeah. We already talked about Priest of Titania.
Yes. The Elfiest of Elves.
Yep. Skip that one. Did we talk about...
This is a new one.
Okay. Sylvan Safekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Another part of a very particular land strategy.
Very particular.
If you don't know Sylvan Safekeeper, this is... I don't remember his name.
It is an invitational card.
Yeah.
From one of
the... first invitational card.
Yes. But,
Ole Rod?
Maybe.
It was the first invitational card. This is a green mana for a 1/1 human wizard. And you can has the ability to sacrifice a land. Target creature you control gains Shroud until end of turn.
Yeah, look at you. Ole Rod is correct.
Man, that was way deep in there.
1997.
Another fun bit of trivia is this card was technically his card, but didn't come out until a few years later.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, I don't think that he realized he could make a card as part of his prize.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It
was retroactively given to him.
Retroactively given to him?
For some reason, yeah.
Oh, here it is. So, it's like, however, Rod quit playing professional Magic shortly after the tournament without demanding his prize. When Rod made his comeback sometime later, he asked Wizards of the Coast if he could still design a card. Wizards agreed under the condition that Rod, since having shaven his head, would be depicted in his artwork with long blonde hair as he had had when he won the tournament. That is according to the Magic Wiki.
Thank you, Magic
Wiki. Due to the above circumstances, Sylvan Safekeeper was the fourth invitational card to cease print, despite Rod having won the first invitational tournament.
Yep.
There we go.
There you go.
So, one, I'm glad I dumped my foils.
Mm-hmm.
Two, this art is way worse.
Yes.
So, when you play this card, Shroud, very different than Hexproof.
Yeah, Shroud means nobody can target it with...
No touchy for anyone.
Right.
Card is really good if you have, like, a creature that you need to protect for, like, a combo. Again, mm-hmm. I just listened to a video, so I'm going to steal some of these. So you're playing Yogg.
Sure.
Right? You play like one of these and your opponent's like, I don't know, Fatal Push your Yogg and you're like, Cord for Sylvan Safekeeper, get wrecked, nerd.
Yeah, buddy.
Right? Or like, you have your Sylvan Safekeeper out and then you like, resolve your Yogg and they're just like, oh, well, I guess I lose now.
Yep.
Like, do I have, I don't know, 8 removal spells to like, target the Sylvan Safekeeper and then target in response to you sacking the land.
Right.
And if I run you out of lands, then I can get the Yogg. it is a very powerful card as just like a 0 mana protection spell.
Basically.
Right, like, and sacking your land doesn't matter if you win.
That is true.
So
nobody's counting how many lands you have if you win.
Yeah, so, like, I think definitely a card that will probably see play.
Unless you're playing Gates.
then that matters. Can't sack your gate. I mean, you can make them you could make them all copies of Sylvan Safekeeper.
Oh man, but then they wouldn't be lands to sacrifice.
Oh, that's a good point. Man layers. Okay.
But then you'd need Ashaya to make them all lands again.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let's not make that deck.
Okay.
Let's not get on Arena.
To figure out how it works.
It's Sir Barrington.
So was it Modern Horizons 1 we got Ayula?
Mm-hmm.
Queen of Bears.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Kudo, King of Bears. Green white for a 2/2, like you do when you're a bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bear. And other creatures have base power and toughness 2/2 and are bears.
Basically, this is kind of like Lion King. Everywhere where the light touches shall be your kingdom.
Bears, as far as you can see.
All bears. Yeah. I did see a funny TikTok where someone was like, I feel as though you should be able to rule zero the fact that Ayula and Kudo should have partners with. And like they can be your commanders in your bear deck. Like, I'm down with that.
Sure.
We should have brought out those cards immediately.
I think so.
We've had other cards like this. There was that like Archon thing from that like made everything 3/3s, made everything elk basically.
Yep.
And like it just makes everything trade.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like
unless you have a lord.
Are they gonna give us a bear lord?
Probably.
Bob. Bear down Bob. a human bear hybrid. That gives everything +1/+1. It simplifies the board, but also makes it so like no one has an advantage. Which right. I guess if you're behind is great, but if you're ahead is less good.
Mm-hmm.
Though like with Ayula, if all of your creatures are bears, and then every time you play something they get counters or they fight.
It seems all right.
It seems good. So they keep their abilities.
I don't think it's modern power level.
No. But you can have flying bears. You can have first striking bears.
You could.
Trample bears. Trample bears just should go without saying.
Forest walk bears.
Forest walk bears. Yeah. It's a reaching weird bears. Card. Reaching bears. Cocaine bears. That'd be a good keyword.
You put a stun counter on them, they'd be hibernating.
Wizards, call us. You just want puns and stupid crap now. We can give this to you.
We got you.
I'm a dad. I have dad jokes now. it's cute, but definitely not modern power level.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I will probably give Tom one of these to cut my hair.
Seems like the perfect use for Kudo.
Yes. All right, what do we got next?
More Old Kudo.
Kudo. Promo Kudo.
Yeah.
We talked Psychic about this
Frog.
One. We talked about
we
this
talked
one
about
before.
This one already? Mm-hmm.
This was an old one.
I didn't remember that one. Boy, that's some art, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That'll send you to nightmares.
Scurry of Gremlins. Did we have this one?
We had this one. I don't know if we talked about it, but yeah, we had it.
Okay.
We'll go
on. Do we need to talk about it?
Nah.
All right. This is the other card that kind of stood out to me during these spoiler, not spoilers. And this is White of the Reliquary. Green-black for a 2/2 zombie knight with vigilance. White of the Reliquary gets +1/+1 for each creature card in your graveyard. And you can tap it and sacrifice another creature to search your library for a land. Put it on the battlefield tapped, and then shuffle.
Again, amazing with Veteran Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
It, feeds itself, but then goes and gets something that doesn't, really relate to it. Like, Knight of the Reliquary is, get rid of a land so I get bigger, but then go get a thing that you can then feed to me later.
Yep. Knight doesn't get any land, though, does it? I thought it only got forests and plains.
It only gets forests and plains, I do believe. Or yeah. do you sack forests and plains?
Is that what it is?
I think. Let's look here. Knight of the Reliquary Survey says... Maybe. Maybe not. Survey is not saying. Okay. Survey is broken. But, I mean, it's neat. Like, it's hard, though, like, for the... There it is. Sacrifice a forest or plain, search your library for a land card, put it on the battlefield.
Okay.
Yeah. So the restriction is the... is on the sack.
Gotcha.
Again, Saffron Olive thing. Bloodghast plus this.
Oh yeah, that's plus, cute.
Plus Retreat to Coralhelm goes infinite.
Oh yeah, it does.
Get
all your lands.
Yeah. But Knight of the Reliquary and Coralhelm just go infinite by themselves.
True.
Yeah. It is awkward that it gets a thing that doesn't then allow it to continue to feed itself. But you could get...
Unless you get a Colony Garden.
Colony Garden, or my thought was Arbor, Dried Arbor.
Oh yeah, that too.
Because you can sack the Dried Arbor to make it bigger.
Yep.
And then go get your next thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
Or if you have something that's animating your lands.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in green black, so, you know, mm-hmm. maybe I'll play it at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems pretty good.
Yeah.
Emrakul, we already had.
We already had Emrakul. So many versions.
So many versions. Did we have Haragast?
This guy's new.
This guy's new. Okay, let's get the non-weird.
So old. Let's get the non-weird version.
Yep. All right, so this is Haragast Erupting Nullkite, 9 mana for a 6/6 legendary Eldrazi dragon. And it has Emerge. And I don't know how many people have played with Emerge. Probably quite a bit, because it's on Arena now, right?
Yeah, Elder Deep Friend's there.
Elder Deep Fiend, yep. This is Emerge 6 red-red. So as you cast it, you can sacrifice a creature, and the Emerge cost gets reduced by that creature's mana value.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you cast this spell, you may exile your hand. Draw 3 cards. It has flying. And each creature spell you cast has Emerge, with the Emerge cost equal to its mana cost.
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth anything?
I mean, you might be able to do, busted stuff where you're able to, chain a bunch of, creatures together. Particularly, colorless creatures.
Yeah.
Right, you take some 7 drop that gets you, I don't know, draws you 2 cards. And then you, emerge something off of it.
Mm-hmm.
You emerge the next one and you draw 2 more cards for free.
Yeah. Does Burning Tree become mana positive?
No, because its casting cost is just is colored mana. So right, the emerge cost only reduces the colorless mana, right?
It's not what it says.
Oh yeah,
I guess mana value refers to convert a mana cost, which would be yeah, okay.
Yeah. So this having a merge of 6 or 8, what is it? 6 red-red?
Yeah.
Old man can't read small things.
Could only ever get down to red-red.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you'd have to have colorless things that you could.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could. Would a second one of these have 2 emerge costs? So, could you emerge another one of these for free by just eating this one?
Yeah, I think so.
So you're like, I don't like these three cards, but I drew one of these, so I'll just emerge this again and draw three more cards.
Trade it in, sure.
Yeah.
Seems like a thing you could do.
Don't know if it's a good thing to do, but it's a thing.
It is a thing. Then we have...
Again, another, like, not modern power level.
Yeah. It That Heralds the End?
We had this one before.
We did have this one? Mm-hmm. Okay.
This one's...
How about this one?
This one's definitely new.
Go for it.
This is Null Elemental Blast. So it's Wingding for an instant. And choose one counter target multicolored spell. Destroy target multicolored permanent. So this is kind of your red elemental blast, blue elemental blast, but for it's the colorless version.
Yep.
So apparently the opposite of colorless is colorful.
Multicolored.
Yes. This seems like a card that will have very specific times where it's just like amazing in the format.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, there's going to be some like the number of like two color legends that they print that are just like absurd. Like Omnath.
Well, I mean, this hits like all of the Cascade spells, right?
Oh, I guess it does. Yeah. Well.
Well.
Does it matter because they already get to do the thing?
Oh, that's true.
But like Omnath, like, you know, the Risen Reef. Oh, what's his name? The like the 4/1 that like whenever you cast the spell, it makes like a golem. General Rockerick or something.
Yeah.
Right. So like there's a number of things this can hit. Territorial Kavu. But it's a card that, like, if these are at all cheap, you, like, get some. Because there will, like, come a point where it's a card that, like, where the metagame shifts to, like, this is a card that, like, sees play.
Yeah, I think it's a card that's probably tough to reprint, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, not that that matters a whole lot anymore with the way that things, but this especially, I think, is a tough one to reprint. Yeah, just... And I could definitely see this heading in the direction kind of like I ended up with Bloodbraid Elves, where, you know, there was a while where I just, they were super cheap and I'd just like tack a couple on every time I made an order and ended up with a bunch of them. And then
maybe something your happened where they went dollars. To like $5. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they print like, you know, again, some crazy elemental that goes with Omnath really well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I need to play this in my Tron deck to be able to like not die to this Omnath thing or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Bombnath.
And Null Drifter, we had this.
No, this one's new.
It is new?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 7 mana, 4/4 Eldrazi Elemental. Mm-hmm. When you cast this spell, draw 2 cards. It has Flying and Annihilator 1. Mm-hmm. Man, it's been a long time since I saw Annihilator.
Yeah.
Annihilator, for those that don't know, is whenever this creature attacks, defending player sacrifices a number of permanents equal to the Annihilator number. And because this is a play on Muldrifter, it also has Evoke 2 and a blue.
Yeah. So the big difference between this and Muldrifter is Muldrifter, you can flicker and draw more cards. This only draws cards when it's cast.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, like, you would still draw the cards off the Evoke, but if you then flickered it, you would not get more cards. Right. That said, you would end up with a 4-mana 4/4 that drew you a card, effectively, because you had to spend the flicker card that has Annihilator.
Yep.
Like, a much faster clock than... a Muldrifter.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it seems like they're bringing back Emerge. This is a great thing to Emerge.
Oh, sure.
Also, like, if you have, like, an Elder Deep Fiend or something, like, you can flash the Deep Fiend in and Emerge it off of this on with the Evoke trigger on the stack.
Yeah.
Now, it might just be, like, tapping creatures to like get in a big attack or something as opposed to like lands, but it is a thing.
It is a thing.
Like, this seems interesting.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know about good, but interesting.
Yeah.
Time will tell if it's good.
How do you feel about the, like, old border, colorless border? Like, I'm torn. Like, I kind of think it's cool, but I kind of don't.
I think it's cheesy, is what okay. I think. It is kind of cool, but it's also something that Wizards, I think, just ripped off of the proxy community.
Okay. No, this was like a proxy thing that happened?
Yeah. Some of the proxy artists had made like OG colorless cards in the vein of like old borders like a long time ago. And then I think Wizards did it with one of the secret layers, and I think it was like just somebody's border that they
Wow, okay.
And I believe this is the same as that card.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of cool, but also kind of cheesy. Like, I wish they came up with something a little bit more unique than just a gray artifact frame. Because I think the texture is even the same as the artifact frame.
It might be, yeah.
We have Winter Moon. Mm-hmm. This is a new one. 2-mana artifact. Players can't untap more than one non-basic land during their untap steps. So it's somewhere in between Blood Moon and Winter Orb.
Yeah, like, it'll slow you down but not lock you out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And much like Blood Moon, it punishes you for a greedy mana base.
Yep.
So, like, if you're, like, a mono-white deck, you can play this and slow down your, like, you know, domain opponent. Yep. Because they, like, are not going to untap many of their lands. So kind of get, like, kind of one big spell a turn or something.
Oh, you know what I just noticed?
What?
The flavor text. The sun and moon have decided to make a complete competition of our misery from Naronin, comma, veteran explorer.
Oh. Interesting.
Yep. Interesting. And then the lands we had.
There's one land we didn't. Two lands we didn't. So there are two new lands. So they're the two colorless lands.
Okay, so the fetch lands we already had, we're getting allied fetch.
Yep.
Is this one of them? This is a commander land.
This is commander land.
You want to talk about that one or skip it?
We can skip it. We're already an hour in.
Okay.
There are two Ugin lands. There's an Ugin land and an Urza land.
Snowcover Waste we already knew about.
Yes, we knew about that one.
Ugin's Labyrinth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, this is a mythic. It must be good.
Mm-hmm.
What's Ugin's Labyrinth do?
So it's a land. It's not a legendary land for some reason, but it's a land. It has imprint. Mm-hmm. When it enters the battlefield, you may exile a colorless card with mana value 7 or greater from your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the land taps for colorless, for Wingding. But if there is something exiled with Ugin's Labyrinth, it taps for 2 Wingding.
Oh, okay.
And it also has tap, remove the exile card, return the exile card to owner's hand.
Oh, so you can get it back later on when your mana base is caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so this is good.
You can, like, exile a Karn.
Yeah.
And play a Chalice on turn one.
Holy moly.
And then when you've assembled Tron, you can
get it back and play it.
So it also, like, so it is, it makes your card susceptible to land destruction, right? Ghost Quarter.
Right, but it also makes it Thoughtseize proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, you can hide a card that you're like, oh man, like, I'm going to, like, I've got, like, turn 4 Karn rolled up.
Yeah.
Right? But I want to make sure I don't get Thoughtseized. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to play, put it under Ugin's Labyrinth, and then use it to, like, get ahead on mana.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I'm wondering if, like in Legacy, like, you know, you have to play big things, but, like, if you're playing effectively 20 soul lands in an Eldrazi deck.
Yeah.
Right, like you're always gonna have, right, like Ugin's Labyrinth plus like giant monster.
Right.
Right. You're either gonna have Ugin's Labyrinth plus giant monster to like have a soul land, or you're gonna have one of the other like 12 soul lands that you get to play like in Eldrazi Town.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna like always be like two mana land. You know, it's always gonna be like Thought.Seer into Reality Smasher.
Yeah.
And like Chalice Thought.Seer Reality Smasher like over and over and over again.
Seems good.
And this is like kind of nutty and modern. Right? We went through all of this like we don't want to have mana acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a soul land.
Here you go.
But it takes work. It's like, yeah, but you also gave me a Moldrifter that also.
So does a Mox Diamond.
Yes, and Mox Diamond is busted.
Right.
And then there's one more.
One more. Urza's Cave?
Yeah.
So this is a land, Urza's Cave.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. So it's a cave?
It's a cave, I guess. Yeah.
I guess. The land type is Urza's Cave.
Yeah, so
that's strange.
It is strange.
That's. I guess this is another type of land that other thing affected.
Mm-hmm.
You can tap it for a colorless, and you can pay 3 and sacrifice it to search your library for land, put it on the battlefield tapped, then shuffle.
It's an uncounterable Sylvan Scrying.
It is uncounterable Sylvan Scrying.
Now it's twice as much mana because you've got to tap this plus 3, but like. You just get to put a Sylvan Scrying in your mana base.
Yeah, it seems pretty good.
Like, in Legacy, like, again, maybe Depths, but, like, Cloud Post?
Yeah.
Just way more clouds?
Mm-hmm.
Way more posts? Like, yeah, this seems, like, pretty strong for an uncommon.
Yeah.
So... this one, I was like, ooh, like, do you play one of these in Depths? Like, this could be good.
Yeah. And that's it.
And I think that's it.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. So, some interesting cards. Like, I feel like they're, like, some of, like, the Ugin land or whatever just feels, like, absurd.
Yeah, that seems pretty good. I think we covered most of the other... like inferences or speculation, like while we were talking about the cards, except for one.
Okay.
I think when we did both of our other MH3 preview episodes, or when we talked about them, we had mentioned another card that might make its way into Modern.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for Crop Rot?
I mean,
we definitely have a lands theme.
Yes, they definitely are trying to do make lands happen.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. Like, it's hard because that card is really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the rest of Modern is so, like, absurdly powerful. Like.
Right.
And same with, like, Legacy. Like, Crop Rotation has kind of, like, been power crept out of Legacy to some degree.
Yeah.
Right, so, like, maybe Modern's the place for it to go. Right, like, are we to the point where, like, we can unban Dark Depths?
I don't know, are we?
I feel like with Solitude... I mean,
it's hard to say... it's hard to say that Mom would be a problem with Solitude.
Yeah, like, you have Solitude, you have all this, like, other... all these other cheap interactive, like, bounce spell kind of things, like...
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like... Dark Depths would be too much, but it might just be one of those things they don't want to, like, risk it.
Yeah.
Maybe they do, like, a knockoff Dark Depths.
Then we already have knockoff Dark Depths?
Not with... did we?
Merit Lage's Slumber?
Yeah, but that, like, cared about artifacts and stuff. Like, a land that is, like,
well,
somehow...
Well, yeah, it was
like
an enchantment, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, maybe they do some, like, you make a 10-10...
Yeah.
Or you, like...
maybe.
It makes a smaller creature. It has less counters on it or something. Where it's something. Like, you still get to do that thing, but it's not like just win the game.
Yeah.
Maybe it has like trample and like ward 8 or something, or ward 3. Right? It doesn't have indestructible or something.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, like it would be interesting. Like you could definitely have a, like they've got so many powerful lands.
Mm.
That like it seems like they would want you to find them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure. Although
that might be kind of gross for Tron.
Yeah, well, like you can't, like it would encourage you to play more forests. Because like you don't want to sack a Tron land.
Right.
So like you play more like forests, or like, you know, if you have you can keep more hands that are like two of the same Tron land and like a star.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, okay, like, sack my star, get a green.
Can you sack an Urza's Saga with the counter on the stack?
Yes, with the trigger on the stack, you can.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a thing you could do.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Cause, like,
we'll have to see how it plays out.
It seems like it would be fine, but.
Yeah.
It's just so hard because I feel like the formats are so powerful now.
That, like, I mean, it's also hard because we've been checked out of Modern for...
Yeah.
So.
All right. So with all this, I think we got a show.
We got a show.
So if you've got ideas on crop rotation or anything else Modern Horizons related or anything else Magic related,
yeah, let us know. General.
Facebook, Discord, X, email... All that stuff's in the description. Check it out. Say hey.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear about. If you want to support the show, you can do so via our TCG Player affiliate link, casualtryhard.com/TCG. Surf on over there, and you get access, or you can support the show while doing your normal shopping. If you want to support us more directly, patreon.com/casualtryhardMTG, and you'll get access to our show notes. And our pre-show, buy another hour's worth of content out of us every week. Chip a couple bucks in and support the show and get access to some more content.
Yeah, so with that, we'll catch you on the internets.
We'll catch you on the internets.